Welcome to Tax Month. For some, this brings foreboding thoughts while others look ahead to a potential tax return. But wait, as they say, don't count your chickens before they hatch. I'm Deb Andrus, Family and Consumer Sciences Agent with Gary County K-State Research and Extension. Like so much in our lives these days, this year's tax season looks much different than the last couple of years. Dr. Barbara O'Neill and Marty Gillen, notable extension specialists in family resource management, explained that the average 2022 tax refunds are smaller than those received the past two tax return seasons, even to the extent that some taxpayers who previously received refunds could even have a tax bill they still owe. O'Neill and Gillen explained some of the causes of this shift. First, there's no above-the-line tax deduction. For example, deduction from gross income to calculate adjusted gross income, or AGI, for charitable contributions made by non-itemizers. Secondly, no federal economic impact or stimulus payments made via income tax credits. Next, the child tax credit returned to its 2019 level of $2,000 for children under age 17. Also, the earned income tax credit and child and dependent care expense tax credit also returned to 2019 levels. Additionally, there were unusually large mutual fund distributions made by investment companies in 2022. And finally, taxpayers simply did not adjust tax withholding from previous years. Families are struggling to make ends meet, and many look toward a refund to help balance their needs. Join me on Families Matter in April as I share some budget-friendly tips for tax refunds and other personal finance strategies. I'm Deb Andrus, wishing you and your family the best life has to offer.